I'm Inez Simpson, a hypnotist and a hypnosis trainer for almost 20 years now. Now, let's start with this. Hypnosis is part of being human. It's a necessary and vital part of our daily waking life. If you didn't use hypnosis, you wouldn't be able to read a book, enjoy a book, or even a movie or a TV show. Hypnosis brings focus so you can live the movie show. If we didn't use hypnosis, we wouldn't improve a sport. We need the focus to improve. Now, if we didn't have hypnosis, our emotions would never surface. Emotions are the language of the part of us, hypnosis opens. Now, of course, I use hypnosis as a therapy tool to access the most powerful parts of us that are only felt, not examined in our waking life. Because hypnosis is a tool, and it's not really mainstream, shall we say, it has a lot of myths and misunderstandings around it. For instance, a fear of loss of control, as if hypnosis was something that turned you into a zombie or alien. You're always you, and hypnosis doesn't bring anything other than you. Sometimes we compare hypnosis to a general anesthetic, which does make you lose control. It's very close to dying without dying. Hypnosis is not a general anesthetic. It's a process you create to allow to access parts of you that you never normally access. And you can do this to relieve trauma or pain. Yes, like a local anesthetic, without any of the side effects, numbness, queasiness, etc., or anxiety. But you can also use it to go to the place of peace and tranquility. Using hypnosis therapy, in my opinion, is allowing your body to return to a place of balance and harmony, so the whole of you can be the best you can be. Now, also perhaps you think you will blurt out secrets or go into a coma and never come out. That's not hypnosis. That's drugs. Hypnosis is not unnatural. Drugs usually are an invasive process if you think about it. Hypnosis is completely part of your process as a human being. In hypnosis, we don't do anything that you would not do in normal life. Ah, but you say, I have seen these guys on stage where the hypnotists make them do crazy things. They are not made to do crazy things. They choose to do crazy things. This is their excuse. And you notice that they may send a couple of people usually down from the stage because they're not interested in doing it. A hypnotist can't make you do anything, but a hypnotist can help you attain things you really want to attain. Desire is a big thing. You cannot do anything in hypnosis state that you don't want to do. So let's start on this journey of discovery of how you can use the power of hypnosis to create the best you. In these videos, I will try to answer most of the concerns about hypnosis, but also to show you the way you can take advantage of this state to create harmony and balance and well-being in your life.